morning and welcome to our Friday Chapel. At the time of the Reformation, there were some in the Reformation movement who began destroying artwork in the churches, and Martin Luther soon realized that there could be a great value to the arts, especially the visual arts in the churches, and especially those pieces of art that so beautifully depicted elements of God's Word to us in the Gospel. And the images that we see in art, we connect to things we know from the Word of God. And today we have a great example of that with the sculpture of the Good Shepherd before us. It epitomizes that wonderful relationship to Christ. And following an abbreviated chapel today, we invite you to stay around, if you would, and listen to Professor Jasperson talk about this piece and how it was created, where it's going, and so on. And we've built our chapel service today then around that very wonderful theme in Scripture. So Lord's blessings on our worship. Our scripture reading for today is taken from John chapter 10, verses 27 and 28, and we hear these words from our Lord. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. These are your words, Heavenly Father, they are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. When I was in seminary, we were studying Psalm 23, the famous Good Shepherd Psalm, and our professor Harstead, I remember saying something, he was talking about how ignorant sheep can often be, and you've maybe heard me quote him before. He said that when Jesus used the imagery of sheep to represent us, it was not intended to be a compliment. And this past summer, when I was traveling, I happened to be at a place for a good afternoon one day where there were a lot of sheep around, and they were allowed to just wander off and graze anywhere. And you could really see how sheep can get themselves into danger. They are so focused on eating, so focused on grazing, that they're just unaware of anything that's going on around them. And you could really understand how they could be extremely easy prey if there was some wild animal nearby. And so using a sheep in that picture, in that depiction, is a great way of demonstrating the weaknesses that we have as sinful human beings and how easily we are led astray and how easily our focus can be placed in the wrong place and be unaware of some of the spiritual dangers that there may be around us. And often that we are too foolish to sort of really recognize it. And sometimes it's almost too late for some. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus talks about that Jesus at one point was traveling through various villages preaching and doing miracles and things, and we're told that he had compassion on the multitudes. There were probably thousands of people in places that were coming out to see him. And it says, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And that's a theme that we see throughout Scripture, this concept of human beings like sheep without a shepherd. That's God's perspective on our fallen, sinful condition and how we need guidance and how we need God's divine oversight over us. And that's the whole reason, too, why those who preach and teach his word are considered to be shepherds, because we're in such need of that oversight from God. Those who have come to faith in Christ have been blessed to have learned his voice and to recognize that through that word of God, when it is proclaimed to us, this is how God now guides us and directs us and leads us. And what a blessing it is to know Christ as our good shepherd, to know him as the shepherd that's not going to run away when danger comes near. This is the wonderful shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. Just like a shepherd that could put himself between a lamb and a wolf or a dangerous lion, like we see David in the Old Testament, that is what Christ our Lord has done for us. Putting himself between you and the devil, putting himself even between you and the justice of God that would have had to be carried out on you. Instead, God burned it on him. He killed the shepherd. He had to go after the shepherd so that the sheep would be protected. And our Lord Jesus was so willing, just for you and me, to take all of God's just wrath on himself so that you and I could be forgiven and have the hope of going to heaven someday. Studies have been done on little children who the studies have shown that they recognize their mother's voice, even when they're little infants, far more than they do their grandma's voice. And let's say the grandma's already had 8 children, and maybe the mother has only had this one baby, but that baby will recognize the mother's voice. And the reason is because that child, even in the womb, was already hearing that mother's voice and getting used to it and recognizing that voice as something that is identified with protection and care and love. And if you think about yourself, if you've been a Christian from your little childhood, your parents tried to instill in you a recognition of your Savior's voice as one of love and care, and one that really always had your best interest in mind. And so that voice of Jesus as you grow up is one that God wants us to continue to listen to, continue to identify all of those beautiful, wonderful things about our Savior with that voice, so that we realize that voice is never going to mislead us, never going to give us direction and advice in that sense that would be contrary or harmful for us. But there are 3 challenges for us when it comes to following that voice of the Good Shepherd. One is, a lot of times, it's not really exciting. It's not really very exciting to listen to the voice of Christ. There are a lot of other voices out there that are telling us stuff that sure seems a lot more interesting, and for right now in my life might seem like a voice that I should be listening to instead. So that's one of the challenges, is that the voice of Christ is just not always real exciting. And I remember when I was in college, I felt that way too. There were other things that I thought were maybe more enticing to listen to. And secondly, that voice of our Good Shepherd is not always, in fact, rarely in step with the voices of the world and in how society thinks. So following that voice often means walking contrary to the crowd. It means walking in a different direction than the crowd is heading in. And it may not always, the voice of Christ may not always tell me or tell you what we want to hear. It may not always be in harmony with what the voices in my mind and heart are thinking about my life. But it's important for us to always recognize and understand that the voice of Christ through his word always, always has our best interest in mind and will always guide us and lead us in the way that is not only his truth, but has an eternal ending to it. It will always be beneficial for us to listen to that voice, not just to get to heaven. Yes, that's the most important. And he's done that for us. But it's also for this life, for the blessings we can have in this life as well. So following his voice might be difficult at times, but it will always have that very positive benefit, not only at the end of your life, but even for right now. And there are times when that voice, I know for me, has had to call me back from some dangerous cliffs. But that good shepherd is always looking for you and always looking for me. And there may be times in your life, too, where maybe your heart has kind of wandered away from God. And maybe you've started to graze into places where you shouldn't be. And that voice of your Lord calls you back through his word and the proclamation of that word. And it's always a voice of grace. His ultimate message is, "Come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." One last point about shepherds is that quite often shepherds can know their sheep so individually. Think about how different each one of you is in the row today compared to the people sitting right next to you. How completely different your personalities are and everything else, even our fingerprints, right? And yet this good shepherd knows something about every one of you deeper than you know yourself. And he knows exactly how to lead you through things in this life so that ultimately you can enjoy those green pastures of heaven someday. And so when his voice calls to you through his word, listen, follow, because it will always be to your benefit. Amen. Lord Jesus, our good shepherd, you have blessed us in so many ways. Through your word, you guide and keep us. And we pray that you would continue to provide us with your blessing throughout our life until we reach our heavenly home. We also pray today that you would sanctify the arts and culture of your people, the rest and leisure of your people. Bless all who in their daily calling endeavor to do your will, and give them the assurance that their work is pleasing in your sight. We ask it all in our Lord's saving name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in his peace. Amen. You may be seated.